Hey everyone, welcome to the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast. Coming up on this one, the Leafs lay an egg defensively and lose a sloppy 6-3 game to the Devils. Sheldon Keefe went full torts last night, calls out his entire team after the game. Plus, we got a few injury updates. All this and more on episode 204 of the Tip In podcast.
Nice to see the Leafs are already in full playoff mode. I just can't say enough good things about the way this team plays defense. Let's hit the intro.
Tavares coming out, sends it in a goal. They score! They score! Holy mackerel, they score! The Leafs have won it! They're going to the second round! Do you believe this? Holy mackerel!
All right, everybody, get ready for the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast. I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
Don't forget, you can follow us on social media at the Tip In Maple Leafs Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Tip In Podcast on TikTok, Tip In Pod on Twitter, and email us, tipinpodcast@gmail.com. Dale, what's up?
Oh, brother. What a wild one that was last night against the Devils, man. Just everything that you want to be preparing for at this time of year. 10 games left, whatever, right? Like, the home stretch to fine tune everything for the playoffs. And we're getting, you know, going to get to the injuries in a second. I know they had some people out and they're missing bodies, but come on, dude.
No, I know.
The defensive effort, like, what the fuck are we talking about? They're going to get murdered. They're going to get murdered in the playoffs if they don't fucking wake up. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, it was, like we said in the intro, it was so sloppy. Just disgusting. Like, nobody played good. Nobody had a good night.
No.
And then Keefe, he lost it after. But where do you want to start?
Yeah, we're going to get to Keefe here. I'm going to play his full press conference from last night.
It's only can't wait for that.
5 minutes, but it's worth, I've listened to it probably 5 times, but it's worth listening to again. It's absolutely incredible. Injuries starting to pile up here. So Sheldon talked about a few things today, but, you know, yesterday, whatever, like, there's not a lot of difference here, but here's what we got. Basically, Riley still day to day, Edmondson day to day, Samsonov back at practice today, will not play tomorrow night against the Washington Capitals, but should not miss any significant time. Potentially, depending on how tomorrow night's game goes, could see Samsonov back by the weekend. Mark Giordano activated from long-term injury reserve. So he's back in the mix skating, probably still a ways away from game action, I would imagine, but could be wrong. And Mitch Marner, progressing well, Sheldon Keefe says, but still listed as day-to-day. I guess precautionary, like if the playoffs started, could he play? But for me, it's concerning. Now, we're pushing 10 games for Mitch. He's not going to play this week at all.
Well, they just said that he's going to practice Friday.
Okay, great. So he's not playing Saturday, for sure.
No, but that means that a potential return probably for next week.
Okay. So anyway,
we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Quick little injury update there. I mean, I didn't include Yarncroc, who I don't believe has started skating. His hand's still banged up. Like, you know, will he be back in time for the playoffs? Probably, but he was out for a long time with a hand injury. He came back, played a couple games, boom, hand injury again. So I hope it's not his right hand. I'll tell you that much.
It could be a good thing. Then you get good with your left.
Yeah, that's hard to do. But anyway, man, so anything you want to say off the top before we go right to Keefe and try to break this whole thing down?
Let's hear Keefe. I want to hear it.
All right, here's Keefe. Here's Keefe's comments after the game last night. If you haven't heard them yet, buckle your seatbelt because it's wild, man. He goes full Tortorella here, and we'll come back and talk about it. So here's Sheldon Keefe after the 6-3 loss to the Devils last night.
Well, I thought that, you know, instead of having a strong period and building on it and continuing to do the things that we had done well, I thought we just overdid it. It was just really immature all the way through our game. I thought it was immature from our most experienced players and our leaders. And then our players who are immature, our inexperienced guys. I mean, we made lots of mistakes here today. First period, Bobby McMahon gives up a 2-on-1, doesn't do his job there. And Holmberg 9s, you get caught on one goal. Our fourth line, Kampfer out there, like our third and fourth line, give up goals in the second period. So top and bottom in the second period, just, you know, not good enough. And you're playing against a team that's among the most dangerous teams in the NHL offensively. And they want to play the game like that in terms of countering and getting behind you. Jack Hughes gets two breakaways. You're not winning the game if that's going to be the case. So hated lots about our game tonight. And hopefully the players hated just as much or more than I do.
Is that a one-off? Has it happened a lot with your group, Sheldon, obviously, but look at it as a one-off or a
Well, it has happened a lot for our group over the years. And I'm talking about the experienced people, and that came back tonight. And I thought the game invited it, right? It's 25 shots. If everybody's feeling great, you got lots of puck touches, you think it's going to happen again and you're going to stay with it. I don't know if anybody's ever got 75 shots in a game before, but I don't think it happens. Usually things adjust and the opposition, you know, pushes back. And the game kind of tidies up a little bit. But I just thought we got incredibly sloppy and careless, and that's disappointing. But to your point, that hasn't been us. We haven't played that way for quite some time. So I thought our guys got a little too excited, a little too carried away, and we'll tighten that back up real quick. We can't let in the first shot of the game, but, you know, that's two in a row now. But the chances we gave up tonight are egregious. There's lots of issues in front of them.
It sounds like some of your veteran guys, Matthews, Nylander, they're also very upset with how this got away. What are you looking for from your leadership?
They got to be the example. John Tavares has been the example for us. He's been outstanding for us for a long period of time. He himself got carried away tonight. That's our captain. So if that's going to happen, well, like then like the rest of our benches now, we're just making it up as we go. When you do that, you open the door for the opposition to have a good night. And they did that. And I thought, you know, the last goal at the end of the third period there, that's indicative of our second.
Dude, I mean, I'm going to let you start here, but I just have to say, like, wow, the entire time he's been here, never one time have we heard or seen that after a game. Never. Right.
He's got close
a couple times, but exactly. Not, he's gotten like, close. Not like that.
Like, was it, what game was it? Was it the Colorado game where he's like, their stars were better than our stars. Yeah. And he does things like that before. And he said stuff about being soft, but to actually name names.
Yeah.
And come out and just basically throwing everybody under the bus after the game, which, I mean, it's kind of well-deserved. They didn't play good, but at the same time, throw a little shade at yourself because you're the guy behind the bench. You're in control of this mess. It's kind of your fault. He kind of looked, you know, when you're a kid and like your dad's like, he's really angry, but it, like your mom tells him to go easy. That's kind of like what he looked like up there. He had like a light sweat coming down his face and he was trying so hard not to just fucking blow a gasket up there.
Dude, there's a lot to go over here. For me, this is just full desperation mode by Sheldon Keefe because he sees where this is going. And I think he's throwing darts. He's like, I got to try to get these guys to fucking figure it out or we're losing four straight games.
He sees the pattern, man. He sees the pattern happening again because every year they do this. They get comfortable that, okay, we're going to be third or second. We know who we're going to play. And it is not easy to flick a switch and get ready for playoffs. It's not easy.
You got to be flicking that switch right now.
Yeah. Oh, you got to flick it now.
You got to flick your switch today.
Right now.
Right now.
If you want to be up and hard and ready to go for the playoffs, guess what? Flick the switch now.
I don't know if these guys can flick. They haven't flicked it yet. They haven't flicked it yet. Are they going to flick it later this week? I don't know. Red Hot Capital comes in.
The past would tell me that they don't flick it until the last minute.
Yeah, till it's too late.
Till it's too late.
That's not where you want to be.
So I get why he's so upset. Because it was just, I get it. At the end of the season, everybody just wants to make playoffs. No fans really care where they finish because it's what they do in the playoffs that matters.
No.
But at the same time, flick it.
Flick it. I agree with that. Flick your switch 100%. Now is the time to flick your switch. You don't wait until fucking game one to flick the switch. Although if they did and they did flick the switch at game one, I'd be okay with that as long as they flick the fucking switch. Just exactly. Somewhere between now and April 20th, flick the fucking switch.
Okay? Just flick it.
Flick the goddamn switch. But like for me, there's just so much there, man. I think you're partially right though, where he's like partially to blame because there's some things in that game where, yeah, you can't like, I just think he's frustrated. Like, he wants them. He's trying to put guys in positions to kind of have success, and they're not really doing it. And he's just, he wants more from the group. I understand all that, but Wall clearly didn't have it last night. You could see where that game was going. Maybe you give him a quick, yank. Maybe you give him a quick yank, and you got Jonesy sitting there who's just like riding the pine every night now. Put the fucking guy on the net for a fucking couple periods and see how it goes.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Like,
if you're not going to flick it, give it a yank.
Like, I mean, I want Wall to succeed here so bad. He didn't. He played so well against Carolina in the loss. Yeah. He came back here, did not play good in the Philly game. You can't pin it all on him. He was just another guy that didn't play good. Name one who did. So, I don't know. It's tough.
That's what I'm saying. And, like, he did. I know Keith was saying, you know, he let the first goal in this game. He let the first goal in last game. Yeah, Wall hasn't been sharp his last couple starts.
No.
But last night was insane. The chances that New Jersey were getting were insane. Two-on-ones, two-on-nones, breakaways, like, just insane.
Yep. So just quickly, I guess, before we move off the Keith thing, I just love the full Tortorella. Like, nobody can go full Tortorella. No. He's in a league of his own, Torts.
He didn't tell Mark Masters to get the fuck out or anything.
You imagine, Pete Buck? I was just waiting for it. Like, you imagine
if Torts was in Toronto, some reporter would get picked on and get thrown out.
He would absolutely hate the lob balls coming. The same fucking dumb questions from Mark Masters every fucking presser, but throw in a tough one every now and then, Mark. But anyways, just unbelievable comments, calling the group immature, like the core, calling them immature. He's like, no, not the first time. He cut off one of the reporters. He's like, no, this hasn't happened a lot this season, but it's a repetitive theme here over the last, it happens every season.
And so, I'm glad he did that.
Yeah.
I'm glad we stopped washing over the fact that This isn't just one night against New Jersey. Like, this, he's looking at the big picture.
Yes, the big picture, which you don't hear or see a lot from Keith. Like, he doesn't backtrack and talk about the past or whatever. Like, I know the past is the past, but you got to look at the reality of these things happen every year with this fucking team, with this group.
I know. So, and they always seem to just let that slide. Like, they never seem to go after the players. They never seem to bring up the past to the players. It's like, you don't want to hurt their feelings or anything. So, but
maybe you can't push forward until you deal with some of the things that have cost you in the past. You know what I mean? You can't just throw it under the rug and be like, well, yeah, it happened, you know, a lesson learned. Well, they don't learn lessons, these guys.
And I think that was the overall message that Keith was trying to get through, is we got a dozen games left, less than a dozen games till the playoffs. And we have seen this story before. We glide in, we get bounced in the first round. And he doesn't want that to happen.
No, exactly. So again, immature, calling the group immature, hated their game, sloppy and careless. I mean, like, these are just words that don't come out of his mouth. So final thoughts to you on just an unbelievable post-game presser by Keith. And I don't know, just your final thoughts on the whole situation.
I think it's good. I think it's good to get the message across. I'm glad that he called players out by name, because maybe we'll see how they respond to that against Washington on Thursday. But at the same time, again, he's got to take some responsibility. He said in his press conference, you know, we got 25 shots. No one gets 75 shots. You knew the game was going to tidy up. Okay, well, that's your job in between periods to get the message across. Like, all right, you had your fun out there. Now it's time to tighten things up.
You know how they do, like, the blueprint? Like, they'll throw a little one-minute video on YouTube or whatever, like, Instagram, whatever, every social media, where they'll be like handing the, after a win, they never do it after a loss, like handing the belt to somebody else, and Kiefer gives a little, you know, great job tonight, blah, 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 this, blah, 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 that, and then, you know, get them next game, blah, 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 all that. I would love to just see, like, do it after a loss too. Maybe they don't do it because he's not in there talking to them, but last night he was. He said he specifically went into the room last night and spoke with the team.
Yeah, he said it was needed.
Like, I would love, like, why not post that too? Like, it can't be all rainbows and puppy dogs here, Toronto Maple Leafs social media. Like, why don't you keep the cameras rolling and let's hear a little bit of that? You know, the fans, how much would the fans appreciate that?
Oh, I'd love it.
Some fucking honesty from the coach. Like, I know you want to keep some things behind closed doors, but I don't know. I'd pay some good money to see how that went after that game last night in the locker room. But anyway, man.
That'd be so cool.
6-3 loss, obviously. Wall, not the best in that. He lets in 5 goals on 24 shots. he will. I wasn't sure how this was going to go, like barring Samson off. But even if Sammy couldn't go, Jones, I don't know. They're not doing that. They're going back to the wall on Thursday night. Right call?
I guess. It seems like they want Wall to be the guy.
100%.
But at the same time, like, you know, how many games has Wall played in the NHL in total?
Oh, I mean, not 50? Many.
Less how than 50?
I think less than 50, yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, yeah, if he's the guy for the future, I get it. But that doesn't mean you need to ride him in the playoffs. It doesn't mean he has to be the guy to start game one. Like, I would throw Jones in. I would throw Samson off. Like, I would switch it up and find the hot goalie from the playoffs. I don't give a shit who it is. Maybe totally, it's Wall. Maybe totally it's agree. Samson off. But it seems like they're really kind of pushing Wall to go to be the guy.
I think the thing could be here with the goaltending situation is that when Wall is on, when you look at take Jones out of it, just Samson off and Wall for now. Like, if you between those two, when those guys are on their game, when Wall is on his game, he's very calm. He's very cool back there. I think the team kind of picks up on more of like a calmer presence with Wall when he's on. As to Sammy, even when he's on, that next shot might be going in. Like,
yeah,
that's the truth. He could be fucking killing it, standing on his head, but there might be a shot from the point right around the corner that's going in the back of the net.
Yeah, Samsonov, yeah, he worries me a little bit. He's just like that one notch below being like a super steady number one goalie. Because you're right, there's always that shakiness to him. Campbell kind of had that too, right? When he was here, like he would play amazing, but then that one squeaker would go through and just kind of deflate everything.
So I think that's why they want Wall, because they feel like he's a calmer presence, and when he's on, he can really give you something. Where Sammy can too,
but he hasn't proven anything.
No, well, what? Neither is Samsonov.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But like last night, you were talking about giving it the Yank. I don't mind giving you Yank every now and then, but with
you could see where it was going. So he was ready for a Yank.
So Jones is like, Jones is, he's a veteran guy, been around the league a long time. Right?
Jones, man, put him in.
And that's the perfect game, because he's probably seen that at many points in his career where you're playing a game where the team in front of you is like, fuck defense. Like, we're just going to go for it tonight.
100%.
Instead of letting Wall hang out to dry and just, I don't know, not good before the playoffs. I would have given him the Yank.
Yeah, I would have given him the Yank too. So we'll get back and talk about a few more things before we get out of here. But speaking of Yanks, I mean, we haven't heard from our buddies at Fleshlight for a while. I think we maybe want to hear a little bit from them. Yeah. Don't you think?
Well, we got to keep the lights on. We got to pay the bills. Let's hear from Fleshlight.
Introducing the new and improved Fleshlight Turbo. Improve your stamina with the ultimate blow job experience, featuring 3 points of insertion for maximum suction: lips, tongue, and throat. Customers are saying this thing literally sucked my eyeballs out through my dick. Wow, this thing is really intense. The entry is amazing, and then you get inside and it grips you so tight. The texture blows your mind and your load. I would give it more than 5 stars if I could. Also, check out the shower mount for hands-free fun. You just suction cup that baby in the shower and go to town. The Fleshlight Turbo is close to the real thing that you're gonna get.
Nobody
does it better.
There you go. Go to fleshlight.com right now and get yours today.
The ultimate blowjob experience. Hey, man, if you're getting yanked, might as well throw a Fleshlight into the mix and see how that shapes up. Anyway, so look, man, I mean, I don't know how much time you want to spend on the defense here, but my God. You can't play in the NHL with defense like that. You just can't do it.
No.
Like, I don't know what to say. The pairs aren't working. The players individually,
they didn't want to play it last night. But they didn't want to play defense at all. They like just brain fart after brain fart. Like Jake McCabe has played really good this year. And that was his worst game by
far. Oh, he's playing with Brody now, right? So
there you go.
There you go.
It's the jinx, I guess.
Like, forget about it. Just no, but like no commitment to defensive play. This hockey team, like from top to bottom, there's no commitment to playing fucking defense. So
none.
Yeah. Good luck, boys. If you don't figure that shit out, you are going nowhere in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Absolutely nowhere. You look at the teams that go deep runs. You look at the team that go every team that goes on a deep run. Hot goaltender can get you there, but usually fucking strong defensive play every night. You got to grind through 2-1, 3-2 for 2 months. Those are the games. Like you might have a 5-2 game here or there or a 6-1 game here or there, but those are very rare in the playoffs. It's 2-1, it's 3-2 every night. You got to grind away at it. Tight defensively. That's not these guys. It never has been. Will it ever be? I don't know. I think our best chance is you throw Jonesy in net. Maybe he gets hot and away you go. Without that, like forget trying to get the D to play better, because I don't see it happening, man. Like, how do you fix this fucking defense?
Well, you can play a better structured game. Like I have seen teams, like the best example is of skilled players playing structured is I think 2014 Olympics Team Canada. Well, when they were winning games. No, but what I'm saying is those were like guys who coached
that team.
The Cock coached it. But what I'm saying is Babcock got them to buy into the system of playing defensive hockey, even though those guys were all superstars.
Okay.
Those guys were all skilled players.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
You can get these guys to buy in, but they have to want to buy in. They have to have that mentality where they're like, all right, you know, like McDavid said at the start of this year, he did not give a shit if he scored 70 goals or got 100 points. He just wanted Edmonton to win. You need to have that mentality going into the playoffs.
I totally agree.
Like, do what it takes to win. Listen to the coach, play the systems, do what it takes to win. Do they have it? I don't know.
There's a few guys like that. I think we talked about this a few podcasts ago. I know Riley now being out, Edmondson being out, hopefully nothing too serious there, nothing long-term, like day to day they say. So whatever, probably they'll be back soon, sooner than later, but like, you gotta find some set pairs. You gotta find some, you gotta start like, fuck. Okay. I don't know. I'm going to get to Brody in a second briefly, but for me, it's like, find some pairs. He's still searching for pairs, for D pairs, and it's not working.
No,
it's just not working. So I would just throw a wrench in the whole thing. And like, I basically might just put names in a hat and be like, okay, this guy's playing with this guy, because no matter what I try to do, it doesn't work. So like, just pick them from a fucking hat and just like fresh new pairs all around and just be like, let's try this. Cause like whatever I jot down on paper isn't fucking working anyway.
I know, it's crazy.
You know what I mean? Like,
Isn't it kind of crazy that we have 11 games left and all season we've been talking about this? Like, they have not found consistent D pairings all year. So it's not like they're going to magically find it now. They're going to go into the playoffs pretty much guessing at what the best pairing is going to be.
And like, I'm not going to give my thoughts on it yet. I'll wait and see. I will when we are going about to go into the playoffs. But like, I might try some just completely different shit. Like, you want a real shutdown pair? Maybe you put Labushkin and fucking Edmondson together. And you like have an actual for real, like two fucking dogs out there. Like, you want to try to get past us? Let's go.
You don't want to go too crazy, right? Like, you might lose 7-3 or something. No, I'm just kidding. Do anything right now. Cause the way it looked last night, I would try anything.
Okay, totally agree. I got a couple things left here. We won't keep it too long. So anyway, Matthews scores his 59th. Now he's one away from 60. Still tons of time to get to 70. Well, you know, whoop-de-doo, whatever. Is he going to get there? I think it would still be cool if he got there. We'll see what happens. But one away from 60, so he's hitting that for fun. Nylander back-to-back 40-goal seasons. Impressive for Willie. 11.5 for Willie now, so... Without a doubt in my mind, we've kind of been consistent on this all year. He is the second best forward on that team. I mean, he just is. I, in my opinion, he's surpassed Mitch Marner.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe Marner's had an off year slightly, but I think it's Matthews, Nylander, Marner. Those, in that order. I think he's the second forward in that team.
All right. Well, I would say he's third. I would say Marner's second.
Well, like Marner, okay, what are we, like Marner can't put it in the back of the net like Willie Nylander, but like
Marner kills penalties better than Nylander. Marner quarterbacks the power play better than Nylander. Marner sets up your best goal scorer more than anybody. Like Marner makes things. Marner's more important to the team than Nylander. Nylander has a ton of upside, but yeah. I just don't think he's as an important piece.
I don't know. 40 goals, man. That's a lot of goals.
Yeah. I'm just saying overall to the team. I'm not talking playoffs because in the playoffs, I don't know who does what.
Well, Nylander's been impressive in the playoffs recently, so we'll see.
But the funny thing is like Marner has more points than Nylander in the playoffs.
That is, well, yeah, we'll see.
It's weird when you think about it, but anyway.
So I want to say, speaking of Marner, so here's where I was going to go next. Bertuzzi, Domi, and Matthews, I mean, not just last night, just since they've been playing together in general, like you can take last night out of it, whatever. Although Matthews did score and so did Bertuzzi, but in a loss. Yeah. But anyway, I like the way that line looks. I like the way they play for the most part. When Mitch comes back, what do you do there? What are your thoughts on that? You keep those three together and you find another spot with Mitch, like for potentially JT, Nylander, and Mitch. Do you give that a look and you keep Domi with Bertuzzi? What are your thoughts on that?
Sorry.
Keep Domi with Bertuzzi and Matthews. Sorry. Go ahead.
You might. Yeah, you put me on the spot here, but yeah, you might try that. It wouldn't hurt. You could try anything going into the playoffs, but I think when push comes to shove, he's going to have Matthews and Marner on the same line for game one of the playoffs. So you might as well go back to it and get the chemistry rolling again.
But
they've been together for years. Domi comes in, he plays pretty good for 8 games.
And I know, but
you're just going to throw the whole history of Mitch and Austin out the window.
I would, because we just talked the whole first half of this podcast about how it hasn't, it just doesn't, it
ha- right. Doesn't well, you, work. You have that in your back pocket, but you still should give them the chance to start game one.
Okay. Fair. Like, but
and then you at least, you know, you have Domi in your back pocket as another play.
Like, have you liked the way that line has played with Mitch?
Yeah, I really liked it.
So
I wish Domi would shoot the goddamn puck a little more, but yeah
for sure. It. But do you not think, To me anyway, like, do you not think that, like, when Mitch comes back, because they're kind of searching for a winger on that other side with JT and Nylander right now. Mitch is kind of the perfect, I know his off wing, whatever, but like, whatever. But like, if you had that line of JT with Nylander and Mitch, and then Austin with Bertuzzi and Domi, that's really close to like legit two number one lines, like not a clear cut number one and a clear cut number two. Those are both like number one lines.
Yeah,
I don't know. Just a different look, something to think about. I would be willing to give that a look for, why not?
Yeah.
Like, it just, no, like, why does Austin and Mitch have to be fucking married together? Why?
They don't have to be married together, but they have built up like good chemistry together.
Yeah, so I hear you.
I don't know. I would definitely try that, especially depending if you're going to play the Bruins. I like spreading it out because I don't love Boston's depth.
Love spreading it out.
Yeah, well, I love spreading it out too, especially. But in all honesty, I don't love Boston's depth.
Yeah.
Florida's got more depth, but I don't love Boston's depth. And I think if you could just get goals, more depth goals than Boston, you could win that series.
Yep, yeah, I hear you.
Something to think about.
All right, we'll see what happens. I got two things left, and then we'll get out of here.
I wonder if Mitch got called in the room last night just because.
I would.
Like they're like, get the hell down here.
Yeah, he'd be down there. Yeah, he'd be down there for
you
sure.
You need to hear this.
Yeah, he needs to hear it too, 100%, big time, man. So two things to go out on. Like, I don't want to pile more shit on this guy, but I'm going to a little bit. I've had enough. I'm done. I'm completely done with this guy. Brody, 100 games now without a goal. But not that, whatever, he's not a goal scorer, but 100 games without a goal anyway. I literally have no...
A lot.
I have no, he does play a lot. I literally have no idea what this guy is bringing to the table for this team currently. So unless I see something drastically different in the final 10 games, he would be, for me, starting the playoffs in the press box. Yes or no?
Yeah. If everyone's healthy. Yeah.
Yes. Like, no, it's an absolute no brainer. Unless there's a drastic turn in these remaining games. I'm sorry, Brodes, you're out, bud. Like, and I think Sheldon might do it. I think he's at a point where he's got to be like, okay.
Well, do you think Keith thinks, I know he signed the extension, but do you think any part of you or any part of Keith believes that he will get fired if they don't do well in the playoffs?
Dude, he will 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Like everything's out the window. Like calling out your players.
He's coaching for his job. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. There's no doubt.
And if he's going to go down, if he's going to go down with the ship, he's got to show that he has the balls to coach so that he can get another job elsewhere. Maybe he will. I mean, he's going to go all out to win in the playoffs this year.
We'll get more into do they go 11-7 and keep Brody in, but whatever. But for me right now, it's Brody. Unless I see something drastically different down the stretch here. No, sorry, bro. It's you're going to cost us and you should be game one at least in the press box.
I agree. I love TJ Brody. Good dude. Played a lot of great years, but he is so bad right now. He's got to be your seventh.
He's so lost and he doesn't look to me like he's finding it within a couple weeks. I'm sorry. No. That's just how I see it. We'll see what happens.
Dude, it's been it's been 60 games.
Oh, it's more than that.
Go back to the last playoffs. He's like 90 games. He hasn't looked good. So
no, brutal. Yeah, it started last playoffs and it's just continued the whole season, minus a game or two. No, forget it. But let me tell you a thing or two right now. Last thing I got, Chad. Oh, I can't believe I'm saying this. Matt Murray on the ice full practice.
No.
Oh yes, on the ice full practice. He could be activated as soon. Well, they can't activate him, but he could playoffs. What are we talking about here? Playoffs. Chat. Mary Swanson. We got a little Mary Swanson here. So you're
telling me there's a chance.
We got a little Mary Swanson here. You're saying there's a chance. Matt Murray on the ice, taking shots, full practice. Although they had the camera on him and he was pretty much letting every puck right past. So not the best, but he hasn't skated in a year. So, give the guy a couple weeks,
give him a couple weeks and he'll be ready to take you to a Stanley Cup.
Two-time Stanley Cup champion. And let's be honest, we hated the Matt Murray trade, but there was times last year when we were like, Matt Murray, I don't know. He looked pretty good there.
He played a few good games. He had stretches of good hockey where we were. And every time we got our hopes up with Matt Murray, guess what he did? He let us down. He pulled his groin and he let us down.
Yeah.
So he could come out, play game one, get a shutout, and you're like, oh my God. Oh, no. And then he'll pull his groin in the warm-up of game two, and that's the end of that.
In the playoffs, the salary cap doesn't count. So all I'm saying here is Murray is still in the fold, so much so that he's on the ice practicing with the fucking team, chat. If things go south with Wall and with Samsonov
and Joe,
I don't know, but I guess you never know. Like, he's the fourth option. Is he the third option?
What does Martin Jones have to do around here to see a little ice time? Fucking guys saved your season this year.
I know, right?
Saved your bacon when you had nothing, played back to backs, you played him into the ground, and now Murray. He can't even get in a 6-3 game.
They might go to Murray before.
They might go to Matt Murray before Jones. I feel bad.
Dude. Anyway, I'm joking around, but I'm kind of not, because if things do go south, crazier things have happened, man. Look how many goalies fucking Vegas used. What did they use? 4 or 5 goalies last year? So crazier thing. Do you imagine that Matt Murray is in net when the Leafs finally fucking win it? Didn't play a fucking game this season, but they used all 4 goalies and he's the guy in net when they finally fucking get it done. Yeah. Could you imagine that?
No, I can't. Because it's not going to happen. But anyway.
Oh, that's all I got, brother.
Although stranger things have happened. But listen, I guess I'll throw up some comments now.
Oh, sure.
Just before we go.
Sure.
Spike says, Wall isn't seasoned. I don't think he's ready to be number one.
Well, you're not. Spike, listen to this one. You're not seasoned. How do you get seasoned? You got to fucking play, brother. You don't just become, you got to play to become nicely seasoned.
That's right. But like I was saying, has he played enough?
No, I know.
To be the
I
guy
know.
You ride in the playoffs. I know. You got to win now.
Yeah. Well, Samsonov's not seasoned either, really.
I don't either. Well, the one guy who is seasoned, you won't put him on the ice.
I know. Well, there's one guy back there really seasoned. So.
Denny Rodriguez. I love that name. He says they don't care about defense, only scoring goals.
Yeah, well.
That's kind of been their It's the way they've been for years.
Yeah.
Keefe said it last night in the press conference. When they smell the point night, they defense goes out the window.
Yep.
Our buddy Brian says, Sammy is the guy right now. Look how good he's playing, and look where Wall is. What do you think? Do you think Sammy's the guy?
No. I don't.
You think Matt Murray's the guy?
Dude, I'm kind of hoping for Murray. That's how much I don't like the goaltending situation. Okay, well,
here's right a now, comment.
Wall, there's no standout between Wall and Sammy right now. I'm like, no, it's like, I think it's still up for grabs, man.
Tito Mike says, Dale's loved Murray from day one.
Yeah, that is not true, but I'm coming. When I see goaltending like this, I'm like, oh, hey, man, I'm looking at all options.
And our buddy Sir Gods, he's just looking for likes, people. He said, hit the like button if you're here just for the tip.
Love that. Love it.
Anyway, for the Tip and Maple Leafs podcast, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at the Tip and Maple Leafs podcast, Tip and Podcast on TikTok, Tip and Pod on Twitter. Email us, tippingpodcast@gmail.com. And until next time, I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
And we will.
Should be an interesting night on Thursday when the red hot Washington Capitals come to town. They're cooking, trying to find a playoff spot. So not going to be an easy night for the Leafs. Should be interesting to see what happens. Anyway, thanks for watching, guys, on YouTube. Thanks for listening to the audio podcast. Please like this video and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Really helps us out a lot. Go Leafs, go. And we'll see you Friday night, I believe. It's Easter weekend. I don't know, Chad. We'll just talk about that off air and we'll figure out when we'll be around.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think I'm away for Easter.
We'll be back sometime after the Washington game. Maybe it'll be right after, maybe not. Who knows? Friday, Saturday.
Maybe Sunday.
Rumor has it the Easter Bunny may be poking around the podcast sometime this weekend. So we'll be back sometime Easter weekend, guys. Anyway, we'll catch you later.
Catch you later.